Hey, you bunch of sexy Tic Tacs, stand up and be counted is awesome! Welcome back to We Watched a Movie. I'm Jay and that's Mike.
I'm Mike!
And let's get into some freaked! Sounds like an MTV show. Freaked! Alex Winter, Bill S. Preston Esquire, and Ted Theodore Logan. Together, we are, you know the rest. So,
no, you didn't finish it. That bums me the fuck out.
Freaked, 1993. It came out a little bit after The Bogus Journey, Bill and Ted. And that's what you really know Alex Winter from, is Bill and Ted series and the cool part that he was in Lost Boys. But he came out with this movie, and he's playing Randy Coogan. That sounds like a great shitty name. Randy Coogan. He's playing this guy, and he's a self-absorbed asshole who is in love with his celebrity fame and is going to be a spokesperson for EES. Everything except shiz. A company that's bent on world domination, much like Nike. And they're wanting him to go to, I'm not sure what country it is. It's like El Astrato. I don't know. It's a made-up country name. And then even Alex Winter's character, Coogan's like, what the hell is that? That sounds like a stupid name. And he was like, it is the patron saint of creamy delights.
Ricky Coogan, Rat Pack sleaze bag.
It's spread the word that it's Zyrtec.
Zygon 12.
I don't
know if that's it, actually.
I don't know. It's something like that. To spread the word.
Zygon.
Spread the good word of the gospel of Peter, John, Mark, and Duck, that it's an okay thing for your agricultural needs. The problem is that there's a lot of rumors that thing causes mutations and whatever. Anyhow, long story short, he goes there with his best bud. They meet up with this one girl who's a protester. They get mixed up with Randy Quaid, who's the leader of a freak group.
Elijah C. Spuds, freak show tycoon, an amateur bioengineer.
I can look at a guy like Kevin Costner and see a giant peach grub.
And they become mutated freaks as the film goes on. Yeah, and that's freaked. Holy fuck. And, you know, I want to say really fast that despite it being fucking dumb as shit, because it was, like, I don't even know what. I felt like I was drunk watching a prism of things happen through another prism. Like I was half blacked out drunk, and I'm like, well, did we do that last night? I don't know. I did like Randy Quaid a lot. I don't know why. Randy Quaid just felt like he actually was in love with the part.
He looked good, too. For Randy Quaid, like, he looked healthy.
Well, he had, like, a lot of makeup on.
Yeah, it was
like, but there was parts in that I really thought was funny. Like, Randy Quaid, when he's trying, you know, when they're breaking into his lab and try to steal the goop to transfer themselves back into normal people, they have the alarm system go off, and they turn the master volume down. He doesn't hear that, but he hears a styrofoam cup fall off the ledge. He's like, styrofoam cup. And then he's trying to open the door, and it keeps on squeaking. He's like, that was butter popcorn. But, you know, there were parts of it that was funny. But, yeah, overall, it was just fucking weird.
Yeah, and this is a Patreon review, by the way. We have a tier on Patreon that you can go to, and it's called The Immortality Is Yours. Take it tier. And you can pick a movie for us to review, and we'll fucking do that shit. And this one was requested by Alex Passament. Thank you so much, dude. It's crazy because I had no idea this movie was in existence whatsoever at all. When he was like, hey, I want you to do Freaked with, you know, Alex Winters from Bill and Ted, I was like, what?
Billy, he was like, Alex Winter did something else?
I never even heard of this shit, like nothing about it. And I was like, oh my God. And then I turned it on, and it felt like an Insomniac video by Green Day at first. Like they had that old, it's fucking 90s MTV from top to bottom. And the group of guys that did this were actually working together on an MTV show previous, but it definitely has that weird 90s feel, like for sure. It's got 90s all the way through it. Keanu Reeves is even in it as the Wolfman, who comes out, and he's a part of Randy Quaid's freak show. The Wolfman's having sex with a girl, and he's like, he's barking at her. He's in a phrase, he's like, rah! He's like grabbing her boobs, and then the dude is naturally stuck to him, is like, just like, God. And Wolfman turns around, he's like, mind your business.
And little did we know that after this movie, shortly after this movie, like a year, that Keanu Reeves would skyrocket to start on with fucking Speed. Like, he did this, and then in 1994, I guess it was 94, he did fucking Speed. He's like, maintain the 70-mile-hour lane.
Dude, he was already
pop quiz asshole. Like, I mean,
they gave him $1 million just to do this.
Well, you know,
so he was already
kind of. I do know that Alex Winter and Keanu Reeves, Alex Winter has actually said multiple times that, you know, that Keanu and him are still really good friends, and it wasn't, you know, I'm sure that, Keanu Reeves was like, I'm going to help my buddy out or whatever to be in the movie. And his face wasn't fucking revealed. I mean, I knew he sounded familiar. He kind of sounded like Puss and Boots. But at the same time, I was like, he does, there's something about him. Like, he looks familiar. Yeah, by God, it was. It was fucking Keanu Reeves in that goddamn hairy suit. But Alex Winter playing this part, I don't know. It felt so... And maybe it was because he wanted to move away from the image of Bill S. Preston Esquire because of the Bill and Ted stuff. And also I want to point out the fact that the Grim Reaper, and I wish I knew, that guy's fucking awesome. I love that guy. Was the main CEO of the EES.
William Sadler, man.
Love William Sadler, man. And the fact that he was also the Laughing Man, which is fucking weird. Like, the Laughing Man is the guy that Randy Quaid is involved with. And he's obviously like, ah, he's just laughing on the phone. He's like, of course I will. Yes, I know. And then he hangs up the phone on him. He's like, asshole. But... I don't know, like the whole thing, and there were parts of it that grosses you out. Like, I mean, I felt like I was watching Hot Shots Part 2, Airplane, and then the Toxic Avenger's dick.
Oh God, this was my good side.
On a table.
That is the best explanation of this movie I could possibly hope.
There was so much weird, gross stuff in it, but it was also kind of quirky and fun at the same time with some off-the-wall comedy that you wouldn't see coming. And I mean, again, if you got stoned to shit on an acid trip, you might write this movie and be like, I'm just never going to show this to public people, ever. I'm never going to do it. And I'm just going to show my friends that we all made a movie together. But then somehow it leaked online and now you got to deal with it, but it got popular and now you're there. But it didn't.
It was actually supposed to be a wide release, and then they saw it and they're like, that's too
weird. There's no fucking way. This is like a straight, okay, you guys know how.
Smoked yourself for time.
VOD. You know, video on demand with Amazon, and you got Amazon films and Netflix films. This is way before that. So, but those kind of films actually take themselves seriously and try to make a good product. This is like what straight to Blockbuster Video meant. Like, if it was sponsored by Blockbuster and butt-fucked by WWF and WCW, this is the film that you got in the early 90s. But, you know, at the same time, kudos to them because they had a good fucking time playing. You can tell that Alex Winter and the crew have a good time playing the role. And maybe they really thought they were making the next version of Garbage Pail Kids. Like, maybe they thought the... Because there's like, you know, like there's one scene where they're trying to escape and like you hear this freak stuff that danda and you hear this music coming on and they're like, yeah, and they're like playing around with it. And like, I'm thinking that they're really like the Garbage Pail Kids Part 2 or our version, our new adult version of them.
It's just weird.
And not to mention the fact that Coogan getting turned into that Beast Boy. I didn't mind it so much, except for the fact that he had saliva.
Slobber.
And I was like,
he said that was real. He said that the makeup effects made him do that.
Just fucking swallow your spit. And I've never not said that before. And, you know, also with, like, the pus popping when he gets mad.
Oh, that was sick.
God damn it.
That was
God damn
super
it.
Nasty.
You pop that shit. And then there's even other weirder scenes in it, like with the little boy, Scotty or something. They call him the troll.
Scotty doesn't know.
He's something like, he doesn't know that he's a troll, but he's a...
Stewie Gluck.
Stewie. He's a weird fucker too, and like, he's nasty even his own way. I mean, I know those are prosthetic ears, and I hope to God they are, or you would hear a pin drop in China. But, it's an amalgamation of just the weirdest shit you could possibly think of, and take a dump and mix it up with some mints.
It's like if you got a twang in your voice.
Twit.
I sound like the dog from the movie. By the way, that dog looked like he was a character in when you go to Chuck E. Cheese and they do that weird animatronic puppet show.
Yeah.
The dog looked like he was from that. But no, it felt like you got a 12-year-old really fucking high and gave him a bunch of trauma figurines and told him to make a fucking movie. Like, that's what it felt like.
You know, I'm surprised it wasn't promoted by Trauma Studios because Trauma's into this shit. Like, Trauma would have... Like, this would have been their golden egg. Yeah. I mean, Toxic Avenger, love it or hate it, I kind of like the Toxic Avenger. But you take this, it might be a little bit above because it just had bigger actors in it. But either way, damn, man, you picked a hell of a fucking movie to fucking review, especially when you were coming from a hangover, because I was when I watched it, and I was like, God damn, I almost wanted to be like, I need to watch it again just to kind of really absorb it, but I was like, I can't do it. I can't do it.
It's about Mr. T, the bearded lady.
I am woman. Now, like me.
It's about Bobcat Goldthwait as a sock.
It's the end of the world! The apocalypse!
Ah! It'll make you laugh. It'll make you cry.
And it'll make a cool sore that you thought it healed up start bugging you again.
But either way, man, thanks for... You know what? Mike was saying like he didn't remember this. I don't necessarily remember it, but I do kind of remember it. It was like maybe I watched it with an uncle or something a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Maybe it's like it feels like it's fragmented in my brain. Like I just didn't want to piece it together. It's like no, go away from that because it gave you nightmares or something. Because it can't. As far as the horror elements, there, I'm not saying it's a horror movie. I mean, it's a comedy.
It's just special.
But there are, there are horror effects in there, I guess you could say. But
maybe it's because Alex Winters looked like the lead singer of Lit. Remember Lit?
Yeah.
My Own Worst Enemy?
Oh, yeah.
With the black hair. And I'll say this, man. Like, I've never seen Alex Winters in almost anything other than Bill and Ted.
Sucks. He's a good actor, man.
He was good in this. Like in the little parts that he had or whatever, it was weird and shit, but he was good in it. And I would kind of like to see him do other stuff. We never really got that chance for the most part. But
he also kind of looked like a young brother of Eminem. Like, with his little black hair.
Yeah,
maybe. Maybe like a skinny version of Eminem. He does kind of look like that. Like
the one that didn't eat mom's spaghetti?
And Al, yeah, he didn't. He ate something entirely different. It was laced with crack. Thanks, Mama. What was that thing you say? What's the thing that Eminem... how are you going to breastfeed, Mom? You ain't got no tits.
Yeah, that's
it. But anyhow, Alex Winter has actually come on record and said multiple times that, you know, he took a break from acting on purpose. Like, he didn't want to, you know, he wanted to do the family life, and the him and Keanu are still friends. So it's not like Alex Winter, like, this movie didn't ruin him. He just decided not to do any more acting, which kind of sucks for us because he is a good actor.
And the movie actually got pretty decent reviews, man.
It's not, like, I think,
surprisingly.
I think if you take it for what it is, just like if you took Hot Shots and Hot Shots Part 2 and Airplane and Airplane 2 and those kind of weird, quirky ass movies, if you take it for what that is and then mix the other stuff in it with the weird, gross stuff. It works in its own way. I mean, I don't entirely hate it. I don't want to watch it again.
It had parts in it that really did make me laugh a lot. And then there were some parts that were just way too off the reservation for me. What this actually reminds me of is this movie feels like the Idiocracy of the 90s. Like, it's just fucking weird. It's out there. It's batshit crazy. And it's saying some really weird stuff. And some people are going to fucking love it. And a lot of people just aren't going to get it. It's not something I would typically watch. I'd give it a 6 overall.
Why don't you show your children?
I think they watched some of it. It wasn't that dirty.
It was grody.
But it was, the special effects were cool. Randy Quaid was cool. It was cool to see Alex Winters. There was the 90s element was my favorite thing about the entire movie from start to finish.
Sure.
And just, you got to enjoy the sick craziness of, fuck, Brooke Shields is in this movie. It was fucking weird. It felt like a weird comedy version of American Horror Story, almost, in a strange way. So I give it a 6. Alex Passman, dude, I'm really glad that you recommended this movie because I never even fucking heard of it. And it's just one more thing to put in my movie bank of memories and crazy shit that I literally would not have known about without you guys. And that's what makes this whole Patreon thing so great.
Yeah, thanks, man, for recommending it. It was a good idea. Like I said, we had never seen it before. If we had, we'd forgotten about it in the lost space of time. In the circuits of time, duder! And it's cool to see Alex Winter in anything other than just Bill and Ted and, you know, Lost Boys. And I didn't know he did anything other than those. Honestly, I didn't. And again, it's one of those movies I'm not going to go back and watch anytime soon, but it's cool to have it. I don't know if I'm going to put it in my memory banks like yours because it was kind of moldy.
It's in the repertoire.
I'm going to give it a 7, though. I did enjoy it that much. I did enjoy it to the parts that it had and what it was going for and why it didn't take itself seriously. And it wasn't saying anything political. Like, Idiocracy, and I get what you're saying about Idiocracy of the 90s, but Idiocracy literally had a point to tell.
It did.
Because the society of that time was just us being more stupid in the future and electing dumber and dumber officials. But this was just fucking weird as hell.
It was still avant-garde-ish.
Yeah, I feel like, Iggy Pop could have been playing the background music and it would have made perfect sense. Iggy Pop had popped up. And by the way, Bobcat was in this fucking movie.
Bobcat was in the
hand popping. He's like, I was just fucking hand.
I did laugh when they pulled a sock off and it was just a hand. That should
have
made me laugh.
Jin Jin, baby, shit. And go, blow a fart, blow the whole damn thing apart. But you know what? If you like those gross kind of comedies, those kind of gross, it's not like a point where you're going to vomit and you're on your, you know, whatever. Think Garbage Pail Kids and Toxic Avenger kind of stuff. And that's what you're going to get with this movie, with some weird comedy. Now, there was things about what you said you like the 90s feel of it. I did too. And there were times that I wish they would just go more with the 90s stuff. And you know, at first, when the opening credits come on, I'm like, okay, well, it's kind of violent right now, okay? It's like Megadeth, but we're going to get into some Michael Bolton in a minute. And like, we're going to really enjoy the 90s. But we never got there. They just went full on with it, man. And, you know, God bless the 90s.
Respect
it. God bless it, because that was the kind of time that you could get away with doing things like
weird.
This. Yeah, you could be weird and stupid and crazy. Wild and crazy kids. You could
do whatever you want. Wild and crazy guys.
Yeah, you could do whatever you want and just have a good time with it. Like, Surf Ninjas came out, Three Ninjas, shit like that. Just fucking, they're not going to win Academy Awards, but by God, we're going to make them for you. And we're sadly past that time now. Now everything's about fucking black, white, Michael Jackson, whatever. And by the way, I was also going to say one thing. When Randy Quaid is trying to decide on how to make them freakish, there's one thing with the form, and it goes down one notch, and it says Michael Jackson. But anyhow, man, great pick for us to review for Patreon, and God bless your face and Tic Tacs.
We love your
always.
Fucking faces. Have you guys seen this movie? Had you heard of it? Comment down below, let us know. We love your fucking faces. And if you're new to the channel, click that subscribe button and get some goddamn whammy.
We watched a movie. Yeah. We watched a movie. We watched it. We watched it. watched a movie.